Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 68 of the Ditch That Textbook podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, still coming to you from my car, still driving toward Columbus, Ohio. Still excited that you are in the passenger seat with me. And I wanted to bring something up that's going to be coming up here pretty soon in the summer, if you're listening to this as it's being released. If not, then it happens pretty much every summer. So this should apply. And so what's going to happen here in June, at the end of June, is the big ISTE conference is going to happen. And so if you're not familiar with the ISTE conference, ISTE stands for International Society for Technology and Education, or some variation of that. And so what's great about ISTE is that you have tens of thousands of educators that will converge on one location and will share ideas and learn from each other and collaborate and communicate and all of that. Now, of course, the beauty of getting a whole bunch of tech-minded educators together is that a lot of us are addicted to social media and are in love with sharing what we learn. And so what happens there, the reason I bring this up is not necessarily that you have to go to the ISTE 2018 conference in Chicago, Illinois, which is where it is this year. You don't necessarily have to go there, because you can be there to some extent virtually. And so if you want to take place in the learning and the sharing and to be able to pick up on a lot of the things that other people are learning, then there's a great place to do that. So if you're a Twitter user, and even if you're not a Twitter user, you can check out the ISTE18 hashtag. And so if you are a Twitter user, open up that Twitter app or go to twitter.com and type in hashtag ISTE18. Of course, that hashtag is the pound sign. Hopefully you know that. If you are not a Twitter user, you can go to twitter.com/hashtag/ISTE18. ISTE, of course, is I-S-T-E. And so if you go here, you will see lots of selfies of people. You will see lots of people saying, I'm having a great time at ISTE. And you might look at that and you might go, this is not useful. Honestly, I'm gonna tell you, honest to goodness here, a few years ago when I was first introduced to the ISTE conference, I wasn't able to go. It's not a cheap conference to go to. And I remember looking at that hashtag and I was like, why is it that people are sharing all of these selfies? I want them to share what they're learning so that I can learn right along with them. And the thing that I've found that's biggest about this conference is that it's not always so much about what you learn there. It's more about the connections that you make. And so if you're there in person, you will find that. But what you will also find if you're not there in person and you check out the hashtag is that you will get connected with other people, or you have the opportunity to, if you want to start following some new people on social media. A lot of them will share what they're learning. And then what's also great is there is an additional hashtag. And so that hashtag is hashtag not at ISTE18. And so, or you might try hashtag not at ISTE. I think the year number has to be at the end of it. But if you do that, or if you go to twitter.com/hashtag/not at ISTE18, this is a gathering of people just like you. If you're not going to the conference and you want to learn from it. And so this is where a lot of the things that are going on at the conference will be shared for people who are not there. So the reason I bring all this up is if you want to get in on some of the biggest volume of new shared ideas that happens throughout the entire year, especially in the United States, then check these hashtags out on Twitter to find some new people and find some new ideas. And I think you'd be glad that you did. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.